Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online.
Good morning. We're here today to talk about surrendering into strength. There's some paradox that's going to be happening, but primarily we're going to talk about four activities, practices, ideas that help us learn how to surrender into that strength. We're just going to talk about them over and over and over. The first one is non-resistance. Non-resistance. The second one is pause, taking a moment, being aware of where you are, what's going on around you, and what's going on within you. The next one is silence or meditation. Stillness, quietness. Something that we all have the ability to work with and through. And the last one is remembering our faith. Remembering faith. In the revealing word, strength is defined as the energy of God. Freedom from weakness, stability of character, power to withstand temptation, capacity to accomplish. Strength is physical, it's mental, and utmost, it's spiritual. All strength originates in spirit, and the thought, the word, spiritually expressed into manifestation. That's what strength is about. Strength is one of the 12 powers. We teach about the 12 powers in Unity. Strength is represented by the disciple or apostle Andrew. And Andrew was the brother of Peter. Do we know what Peter represents in the 12 powers? Anyone? Faith. Thank you, Paul. But that's a good thing because faith is utmost and important for us. So strength and faith are going hand in hand. Andrew is the brother of Peter. It is that faith that helps us remember where our true source of strength comes from. And that's from the Christ Spirit, from the Christ within us. We're going to go back to non-resistance now. For me, that's the most important part of this entire process of claiming my strength. In heart-centered metaphysics, it says this. All these four points are so interrelated. But it says, silence is a state of consciousness in which there is only oneness. Silence is a state of consciousness in which there is only oneness. Non-resistance helps us get to that awareness. It doesn't have to be in the silence, but really everything is about oneness. When we go within and we practice, it's about oneness. How do we get to the place of oneness when something has gotten under our skin or someone pushed the exact button they knew would get a reaction? It's learning how to be non-resistant. There is nothing that can happen in our lives that's bigger than us. Because who are we really? We are spirit. And the spirit is eternal. So we want to look again at practicing non-resistance. One of the best ways to do it is to practice this idea. Someone can hold an opposing view from you on the opposite end of a polarity, Polarity is just a question with many different points, right? And you are over here and they're over here, and guess what? You could both be right. That's what oneness is about. That's what being non-resistant is about. It doesn't mean being a doormat and to be pushed over and to acquiesce to what anyone is telling you. But it also doesn't mean to stand and fight. It means to stand in principle, to stand in truth. Not always an easy thing to do, because we can get distracted. I brought a couple of tools to ask us, has anyone ever been distracted by either one of these things? Well, let's be honest. I know that sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm not. For the phone, I said I would never get an iPhone, and now I'm really glad I have one. But I don't let it run my life. I allow discernment, and I don't always answer my phone, and people who call me probably know that. But I normally go within, and if it seems like this is a time that needs to be answered, I'm going to answer it. But I also don't allow it to distract me. And one thing I've done with my phone is I don't allow Facebook on my phone. And there's nothing wrong with Facebook, because I do spend time on Facebook connecting to a lot of people I wouldn't otherwise be able to connect with, because there's distance between us. But in truth, there's only oneness. And so I say thank you for the tool. And I want to use that tool non-resistantly. If you've read some of my posts, you'll see that I usually am very uplifting, but occasionally I react to a button being pushed. So my goal is to practice remembering to be non-resistant, that there's nothing greater than the spirit within me or the spirit within you. Who comes to mind when you think of the idea of strength? There are no wrong answers. Samson, Hercules, Mother Teresa, Jesus, your mother, the Buddha, Gandhi, Dr. King. And do you know who I think is the most important person? You. You each are the example of strength we're talking about today. We all have that spirit of the Christ within us, and it is what lifts us up and carries us through whatever is there. So let's move into pause for a moment. One of my favorite authors is Eric Butterworth, and Eric Butterworth talks about in Celebrate Yourself, which if you don't have that book, it's just a great little read. Every chapter is like a message, so you could work on it for a day or a week. But he talks about learning the pleasure of pause again in our life. It goes back to those tools. Tools are here to support us. Do you remember? Most of us, I think, remember when computers first came along, right? They were a gift that was going to make life easier. And in some ways it does, because I don't have to go to the library to do all my research. But it also enabled me to do more, which caused expectations to rise. So I invite us to pause in everything that we do. Take a moment. Enjoy what is around you. Is it the flowers? Is it the sun? Is it the fountain at your house or in the public park? Is it the joy of sitting there and doing nothing? And I mean that literally, sitting there and doing nothing. How many people practice that? I would invite us, it's a great practice. Switch off the radio, and I love music, believe me. Switch off the TV, and I can choose to get distracted by a movie. I'm always looking for the message within it. Yeah, it's there. But pause and sit with yourself for a while. It's in that place of pause that we learn to appreciate. We appreciate all that we have, all that we are, all that is with around us. Peace and pause and stillness. I'm going to go back to what it said again in Heart-Centered Metaphysics. Stillness is a state of consciousness in which there is only oneness. So what is the stillness? What is meditation? Sometimes when we're learning, and even some of us who are experienced, say we can't do it. Because we start thinking that there's something we have to do. It's not a doing process. It's an active process, but it's actively doing nothing. So going into the silence is a great tool. And today we're going to get to practice silence during meditation where we sit for about 3 minutes. It's really not difficult to do if we allow ourselves that place of patience and peace and understanding. Surrender into strength. So where does our strength come from? It comes from our essence, our true essence, our true nature, which is the Christ Spirit. The strength to endure, the strength to overcome. There's many kinds of strength. That's why I want us to align non-resistance with strength. Because so often, when we find ourselves hearing something that doesn't serve us in our human mind, we enter into a state of resistance. And resistance does what to something? It makes it grow. It empowers it. It gives it its energy. So the goal here for us is all about surrendering, to allowing, to being open to the idea that if I will sit in the truth that I know as my spiritual essence, that a new insight could come forth and transform this idea that I am really resistant about right now in this moment, in that idea. And it can be turned into appreciation, and through that appreciation, it can be integrated into my being where, yeah, I see how we can both be right. Again, I don't want us to do nothing. Meditation, being in the silence, is an extremely active activity. And the action of the activity is to focus on nothingness. On just allowing yourself to be in connection, connected to, aware of the connection of your spirit with the One. Because ultimately there's only one. Ultimately we're all here living our individual lives, yet we're all connected by the Christ Spirit, by that Christ energy. We're here to support one another. We're here to know that when someone has need, that I've practiced the pause part of this activity in my life, that I can be fully present to supporting someone with the simple words, "How are you doing?" Are you all right? I'm here for you. Allowing that space. And the more we practice that patience, that silence, that stillness, that non-resistance, the more it becomes who we are. In every part of our life, it shows up for us. And yes, there'll be moments when we remember that we're human. And that's okay, because we're spirits having a human experience. We're here to experience that which is not always, quote, perfect. Because for me, in the divine realm, it's all perfect. Am I open and willing and non-resistant enough to allow its message for me, to help transform me, to help overcome an ailment that I have, to open up to the idea of unlimited and inexhaustible abundance? So when we take non-resistance and we pause and we learn how to pause, and in that pause, I want us to ask ourselves, what is your trigger to know peace, to know non-resistance, to know calm? If you don't have one, I invite you to find it. It can be in everything and anything. It can be the bells of mindfulness. It can be that stream or brook running. It could be the fountain. It could be the sound of your heart beat or the breath that you take. I invite you to make it simple, but once you have it, I invite you to expand it into other possibilities, because for me, and hopefully for all of us as spirits, our goal is to remember there is nothing against us. Nothing. What is seemingly against us is just an error thought. It's something based in fear. In unity, we say fear is false evidence appearing real. I remind us that those things that we do fear most often only are there because we empowered them. We gave it the energy. So you have the power. You have the strength to do what is yours to do. And I'm not going to tell you what that is, because every one of us has a special gift. And that gift ultimately is to be all the Christ spirit that you can be in every activity that you do. There's a quote from Isaiah, it's Isaiah 30:15, and it goes, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. In returning and rest, you shall be saved." To me, that says stillness, remembering, taking the moment, all critical in being saved. Saved from what? For me, saved from my not remembering that I can never be separate from God. That's what it means for me. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. So remember, strength comes from silence. It comes from not being worried about what I'm going to say next, but being fully aligned with my truth and trusting, having the faith to know that that truth is always there, not only for me, but for everyone. The goal is win, 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 and you keep saying win as long as many times as you need to, but there's always a win-win solution. Someone doesn't have to be wrong. Someone doesn't have to be put down. Someone doesn't have to be changed. We have to be open and receptive. Open and receptive. Butterworth says, quietness seems to be soft and easy, but it isn't. It's really active. And it's soft, but it's a strength and quietness together. Quietness is strength. Only the very strong person can be quiet, and only the quiet person can be very strong. So it doesn't mean that when I'm being attacked, I have to defend. It's not about defending. If I know my truth, why do I need to defend it? I can speak it, I can express it, but I don't need to defend it because it is my truth. And I'm going to be open to what's going on around me. And so when I'm listening to someone giving me their point of view, which I might not be in alignment with, I can be strong in hearing. I think one of the things that we all can be called to do more of is really listening clearly. I know that I find myself not always doing that, and not to pat myself on the back too much, but I think I do it with an awareness more than maybe I see in others. Because so often when we're in a dialogue, all we're worried about is the talking piece. What am I going to say next? How can I prove that I'm right? But really, dialogue is foremost about listening, deeply listening, allowing the spirit within me to hear the truth that's being shared. And then again, being open enough, if this idea is foreign to me, to allow it to come forth, because in the truth of all things, there's only oneness. Surrender into your strength. Like I've said here more than once today, you each are divine strength, one of the 12 powers. When you align it and keep it with your faith, then everything you do is prayer. And it's prayerfully done with an attitude of gratitude. For there's nothing to overcome. There's only an invitation to integrate. So this week, what I would like us all to do is to practice those four things I talked about. Be non-resistant. Look for that tool for yourself that helps you bring you into that awareness of just breathing and grounding, but be non-resistant. Take time to pause at least 2 times every day this week. Put it on your schedule to pause and just see what's going on around you. It may be insightful. It may be peaceful and centering. It may take you from the distraction of the outer world. All those things can be great gifts. Take a moment in the silence. Take a moment to listen when you're in dialogue with someone. Really hear what their heart has to share with you. Because we're all the spirit in expression. And there's value in everything that everyone's saying. Be generous enough to give them your ear. I find that we don't do that a lot today. The media keeps us really focused on things. And I don't want to beat down on the media. I want to call us up to speak to the media and say, you know, I want to hear about the good that's going on in this world. I want to hear about the positive nature that we as human beings living a spiritual experience are bringing forth. Let's share the good news in everything that we do. Look for the good. Look for the light. Look for the joy and celebrate that. Because life is here to celebrate. Who wants to celebrate? Yeah, we all do. And so finally, the last thing is remember about that faith piece. And that's knowing that you are a perfect child created as part of the one, fully expressing all of your divinity. Unity's second principle, divinity. Yeah, celebrate. Divinity is who we are, is what we are, and what each one of us is here to support one another in. So go forth this week, surrender into strength, and know that you are able to be the joy of life in whatever is surrounding you. And so it is.
We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.